You're listening to the Catalyst Research Institute podcast with your host, Peter Kent. Peter is a congressional advisor and the author of more than 60 books on digital marketing and various technology topics, such as The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Internet, SEO for Dummies, and books on JavaScript programming and public key encryption. He's currently working on cryptocurrency mining for dummies. Peter's also an e-commerce consultant and a litigation expert witness in the area of internet technology and digital marketing, working on cases related to patents, trademarks and the Lanham Act, online defamation, contract disputes, and so on. And don't let his accent fool you. He's lived in Colorado for many years. And now for the CRI Thought Leader Spotlight podcast.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Peter Kent, and today I'm interviewing a fellow expert witness, an expert in the area of restructuring technology companies, I believe, Kelly Hickel. Hi, Kelly.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Did I get that right? You're in the area of restructuring technology companies. I looked at your CV, and there's an awful lot on it, but it seems like the theme is that you restructure technology companies. Is that correct?
That has been the theme for more than three decades, and some of the companies have been in energy and other spaces, but yes, a lot of experience in that area.
So how does one get into that business? How do you start restructuring companies?
I was very lucky to be hired as a sales manager for a high-tech startup in Pittsburgh out of Carnegie Mellon. And the company had problems. I went quickly in a year from sales manager president because I was able to get the revenue up. And we kept going for another 18 months or so. The computer industry had a big slowdown and the company had to be restructured. So we ended up selling off all the assets to large multinational companies because of the technology and intellectual property. And that was my first experience in doing that. And I kept getting called for more as time went by.
So I mentioned there's a lot on your CV. It seems you've worked in a lot of different areas from software development to the oil field. Actually, I used to work in the oil field myself. I worked in the Permian Basin. I believe you worked in the Permian Basin, didn't you? I think I read somewhere.
Yeah, I was in the Permian, the Bakken, and a couple of others helping. In that case, I was an advisor consultant to companies to help them with their operations.
So, yeah, I used to be a mud logger, if you know what that is, many years ago, right out of college, but... That's a previous life. Your career seems to cover a wide range of industries then. It looks like a common theme in your career, though, is troubled businesses.
That's exactly right. And I'm the kind of guy that they call when other people don't want to go in. And I get called by people who have known me and known what I've done and given the goal of fixing the problem or converting the company's assets to returns for investors and lenders.
Well, it's probably a good gig if you can do it. If you know how to do it, I wouldn't know how to turn a business around, but if you know how to do it, I'm sure it's a good thing. I also see you worked at Xerox PARC. Is that right?
Was that one? Actually, one of my mentors was the head of Xerox PARC, and I worked with him on a couple of projects, and he taught me a lot. A lot about the technology came out of there. And another mentor who was the head of computer science, robotics, artificial intelligence at Carnegie Mellon. And those two gave me a great start in technology in addition to the projects that I took on.
I bet. I mean, Xerox PARC is that had a huge part in today's technology. Obviously, the average person doesn't know about Xerox PARC, but it seems like pretty much everything we use today came from there in some way, one way or the other.
That's exactly right. They actually had a more capable phone with more capabilities back in the 70s than we have even now, as far as we have come. So they really set the standard.
More capable phone, you said?
Yeah, it could do more things. It had more power and it was it was the kind of concept, if you will, of what's happened since then.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sitting here using the Ethernet through my PC and working the PC through a GUI and a Kindle next to me with e-ink. And so I think all those things came from Xerox, didn't they? So sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, you might be described as a manager of technology. You have a strong technology background combined with management in the area of restructuring, sales and marketing and so on.
Right.
So it seems like you're sort of a technology executive, is that right?
Well, yes, especially when it comes to intellectual property and restructuring. And through all of that, I've had to be an expert and an expert witness in a number of cases. And I've ended up being asked by one of my mentors to help found Expert Witness Consulting Services. And what we mm-hmm. do is provide experts for that and a number of other spaces. We've got 20 world-class experts on board, and that's what I'm about these days.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you about, was it EWCS? But how did you get started as an expert?
When you end up being the person who has to go into court and testify of the knowledge that you have as an expert, and then later on you find that that can be deployed by people who need to have an expert witness to give them the evidence and report that they need to support their position. Mm-hmm. You do it by being called out a number of times over and over.
So you started off as a fact witness, and then people started calling you as an expert?
Yes.
Okay. I saw in your CV you've worked on 4 cases valuing companies worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but you worked on other cases, right? It wasn't just those.
Yes, there have been many, probably 25 to 30 companies that I've helped as a consultant or a turnaround expert and helped uh-huh. bring the value back to investors and lenders.
Uh-huh. What does your typical expert witness case look like? What kind of cases do you work?
Well, typically, and we just did one in the healthcare space where a company had acquired technology from a small private development house. They took it, the effort to take it to market weren't successful, and the part of the monies that were due over the years did not come in, and so the seller sued for the rest of the money, and we had to stand up, and I had a partner in it who has more healthcare experience than I do, but we had to stand up and point out that they had done what they were supposed to do, and the original design was faulty, and so we spent quite a bit of time as expert witnesses on that to get a result that worked for kind of both parties, as it turned out, because it was an arbitration, and that's the goal there. So that's a typical mm-hmm. example.
Do you work on any IP cases, any patent cases, for instance?
Yes, we have had a number of intellectual property situations where either as an expert or as an advisor, I've had to value the intellectual property and the patents and suggest what needed to be done to get value from them.
Mm-hmm. So you work on the value side. I'm here in Dallas, as I told you, I was working on an invalidity case, essentially, but you're involved in the valuation of the IP rather than infringement or validity.
Evaluation and monetization, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a different side of the coin. I'm going to assume you like being an expert witness. So, what is it you enjoy about witnessing?
Well, what I enjoy are at two levels. One is as an expert witness, the presentation of the information that shows what could have been or should have been, depending on the case. And the second part is having organized the company to provide access to experts for litigators. I enjoy working with some very very well-developed expert witnesses who have incredible relationships and accomplishments. And it's a constant challenge because they're also very intellectual and they've done this a lot. We have, as I said, 20 world-class experts in our group that I help manage.
Mm-hmm. I notice Ivan Zakovich is one of them. I've worked with Ivan on a number of occasions. So, let me ask you about EWCS, Expert Witness Consulting Services, LLC. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
So you're not just an expert witness yourself, but you provide, it's essentially an expert witness agency, right? Providing experts to law firms?
That's correct.
And you co-founded it, I believe.
Yes, along with one of my friends and mentors. He asked me a little over 2 years ago to come in and set it up, and he and I founded it together. It is a subsidiary of their investment bank, and I'm an equity owner as well as the co-founder and on the manager, the president and manager of it.
So you said a couple of years ago you set it up?
Yeah, it's been in operation for almost 3 years.
Ah, okay. I was wondering how I hadn't run into you you guys. I know most of the agencies, but I hadn't run into you. So do you focus on a particular area that you provide experts to law firms for, or is it just broad, any kind of case?
We actually have on our website a number of areas of specialty, all the way from finance, fraud, valuation, intellectual property, healthcare, M&A disputes, those kinds of things. And it's a broad group, but it doesn't include everything, but includes a heart of the business that we think is important.
Mm-hmm. I saw on the website statistical modeling. What is that about?
Well, when you're trying to present a case, you often have to create a model which takes the statistical information and predicts actualities and in results, because that is supportive to the expert's case.
Mm-hmm. And so you would provide an expert to build a model to support another expert, to support a testifying expert?
Very probable, or the litigators themselves, depending again on the situation. Everyone, of course, as you know very well, is different.
Mm-hmm. So I believe from your website you also provide services to experts, is that right? Sort of back office services?
Yes, when required. Most of them have that, but there are a couple, and we either take on the assignment directly and engage the expert and do all of the in-house billing and everything else, or we provide that to an expert if they need it. If they don't have the back office situation, we have a couple of experts like that.
So an expert can find a case, through another source and come to you and have you handle billing and collections and these kinds of things?
Yes.
Okay. So what sets you guys apart from agencies such as IMS and Thomson Reuters? What's your USP, as it were?
The real benefit is the quality of a narrow, hand-chosen group of experts who are among the tops in their field, rather than here's a bulletin board, there's 2,000 people here, try to sort through and pick out one that you like. We've already done that work for the litigator.
Uh-huh.
That saves both time, effort, and money in the process if we've got the right person. And we help conclude whether the expert we have is right for the case or not. And all of that makes the litigator's job much richer and simpler.
Okay, very good. You've had a pretty long career. You graduated with a degree in business admin, I believe, in 1964. Is that right?
That's exactly correct.
But you're still coming into the office every day.
And working in the evenings as well. Yes.
Oh, really? So you're not ready to sit back and take it easy?
couldn't do it. I have to keep going, keep busy, and I love working with experts and clients and lawyers, and it just keeps me young.
Yeah, yeah. I guess if you've got a lifetime of working hard, it's hard to stop. I know an 84-year-old who ice climbs three times a week during the winter. And he told me once. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I thought it had dropped. He told me once that he was worried that if he stopped, he might not get started again. So
exactly right.
I'm a big believer in the use it or lose it concept. You just have to keep moving. But talking of keeping moving, I've been told to keep this down to about 15 minutes. So I think we're pretty much out of time here. If anybody would like to contact Kelly, you can reach him through his website at ewcsllc.com. If for some strange reason you want to reach me, I'm at peter@peterkentconsulting.com. So thanks very much for your time, Kelly.
You've been listening to the Catalyst Research Institute's Thought Leader Spotlight podcast. For more information about CRI's congressional advisory, publication, and events, visit www.catalystresearchinstitute.org.